they're professional, they're honest, their communication is second to none. And when they go out and really present our products, we know that we're going to get the best rates possible in this day and age. As you know, insurance is an imperative to have, you know, good insurance. So, Chase, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello? We can hear you.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Kurt. And, we had a good renewal again this year. I know the school grew significantly with bringing some of the other programs into it, but we were still able to keep the increases overall at a rate decrease, which is good considering the environment that we're finding ourselves in with the insurance. The marketplace as a whole, as you could expect with everything going on, there's a little bit of uncertainty. So we always breathe a sigh of relief to know that we reduced the rates once again. And then looking forward, it's the team we have here, the team from the collaborative side. It just helps us do our jobs so much better. It makes our jobs so much easier. Sometimes it's a little bit of tug of war with our own clients, or we may pitch ideas that we can, programs we can implement or practices that we can implement that'll help reduce pricing down the line. And most of our clients, to be candid, don't always want to work with us on that regard. And honestly, the collaborative, anytime I call you guys, it's just so nice to be able to work with professional people. I can say, look, anything, let's say sexual harassment training. Hey, look, this is going to be a big thing next year. I have a way we can implement a program that'll do it for free. And, everyone's just on board and I'm connected to the right people and it just gets done. And it gets done in an appropriate time frame. So, there's looking ahead, there's always some uncertainty with the marketplace as we're heading into everything going on in the craziness of the world. But I got a lot of confidence in the team and the ability that as the carriers start to address ways we can positively impact the insurance moving forward, that the team collaborative Rancho Mesa will be able to make it happen. And we'll put ourselves in the best possible position next year.
Great, thank you.
So, Ricky, let me add on this. I want to make sure it is recorded here for the fiscal impact. As we look at this, and again, we want to be very transparent, for California Pacific Charter San Diego, that's out of operating district as Warner. The fiscal impact is $22,241.08. When we drop down to Guerneville, the cost is $22,999.63. And then we look at Acton Agua Dulce, it will be $23,095.26.
Okay, any other comments? All right, I'll call for the vote. Kelly?
I'm sorry, having mute button issues. I vote aye.
Dale?
Aye.
And I vote aye. Thank you. All right. 11.2, ratification of the contract for legal and consultant services between California Pacific Charter School and Erickson Law Firm, effective June 2, 2020. I need a motion.
Dale, so moved.
And a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion?
Yeah, thank you again, Ricky. We've been very fortunate to work with Erickson Law Firm for about the past 4 years, and they have just been, again, second to none, top-notch people. We know that sometimes between board members, we've got some things that we need to take care of. So we did reach out to them effective June 2nd, 2020. And again, want to make sure we get this notification to you for a legal and consultant services agreement.
All right. Any other comments or questions?
Dale, no questions.
All right, great. All right, so we're going to call for the vote. Kelly?
I vote aye.
Dale?
Aye.
Aye. Ricky, aye. Item 12, Personnel Services. Approval of Joint Employment Agreement for Kurt Madden, Chief Executive Officer, July 1, 2020 through June 30th, 2022. I need a motion to approve.
I will make a motion.
A second?
Yeah, Dale, second. We'll have some discussion.
Yes, and now it's open for discussion.
Great.
Yeah,
just go ahead.
Do you want to go with your discussion first before I present?
No, go ahead and present, Kurt. Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries at all. As we've, updated Christine, not updated, but we've given Christine a two-year contract, and we started looking at mine, we felt it was important to have that uniformity. So what you have in front of you, board members, is a two-year term, starting July 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2022. The other things that you want to be mindful of is that what we've done is we've looked at my existing contract, because of the name of each nonprofit, as we look at some name changes, that's been included. I have frozen my salary, and moving forward, however, in the second year of this contract, that would be a 3% increase. We do have a statement in there, really I would call it more of a mechanism, that my salary can be adjusted in response to any type of changes with state funding levels, and making sure that we're going to do the right thing. As you look at the fiscal impact, California Pacific Charter San Diego, fiscal impact would be $21,167.16. For Guerneville, it would be $21,079.51. And then we go to Acton, Agua Dulce, it would be $21,167.16. Keep in mind that my, as we look across the collab of 11 schools, my compensation split between all 11 schools.
Dale, did you have some questions or comments?
Yeah, just some comments, and this may or may not have anything to do with Kurt specifically, and I won't opine too long, but just something for us to consider as the organization matures and grows forward. I think this action tonight's appropriate. But one thing I just put out there is that we know from the research, and it was true with the gentleman that I served with, the superintendent, Dr. Ralph Baker. He's 24 years in Victor Elementary School District. We had the highest performing, high poverty elementary district in the entire county of San Bernardino, and it remains that way. I learned a ton from him, and we had a year-long leadership transition, which helped that transfer knowledge, and then I was subsequently hired on a four-year contract. And coming into San Diego City Unified, I've had four-year contracts each time, and I just learned that a colleague of mine in Oakland Unified School District received what I believe maybe our state's first six-year contract. Now, why do I bring this up? The reason is what we know is from research, the longevity of the superintendent has twice the impact on student achievement than any other comprehensive reform. That means no matter what we do, the sustainability and the longevity of the superintendent in that position will help the organization grow. So even if you had, which we don't, even if you had a mediocre superintendent in the district and they stayed longer, they would have greater outcomes than a fantastic person that came in fly by night, in and out in a year or two. So just food for thought. And, as I said in the beginning, it may or may not have anything to do with Kurt, because we don't know yet, haven't had the conversation, don't need to have the conversation tonight, how long Kurt wants to continue on in this kind of role. But just, when this comes back around, and if Kurt's interested in, extending, staying longer, et cetera, he's the person that we're having the conversation about, I would just have us consider thinking about a longer term agreement to support that longevity. And I'll just, one last example of a reason why, and I'll get off my discussion on it. You want your executive to think about nothing but the job. You don't want them to think about their salaries. Oh my, if my contract's running out in a year or 12 months or 6 months, will the board renew that? You don't want any of that on their mind. You want them just to fully focus on the job. So I just mentioned it, something to file, tuck away. and we can bring it back up maybe when we get to that next intersection. Those are my comments. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Dale. Dale, I had that same thought, and I have never seen a 2-year before. Usually, soups run 3 years, and Kurt has done a bang-up job and then some. So I, too, would put it out on the floor that we examine a longer contract than 2 years at a time with Kurt. Blessing, of course.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly. I think it's important to have consistency. Mm-hmm. And I, too, at least, Kurt, you're not running for office every 2 years. That's the good news. But I think it also is very important for consistency because what you said, Dale, is very true. Keeping the focus on what needs to get done rather than going through the process of trying to save your job is I think, really important for the students, especially. All right. So are we ready to call the vote? Kelly?
Can we take into consideration at this point to extend the past the 2 years?
I don't know, Kurt, can we do that? Can we?
Again, the board, you have the ultimate authority. What's unique about my contract is that I'm the CEO of 5 nonprofits. You know, I might want to think about that a little bit. We could go with this, that you would amend that. Then I would need to go back and, take a look at the other nonprofit with those boards. But again, as a board, you have the authority to choose what you feel.
Ms. Dale, if I can make a comment back, just want, you know, again, I bring it up just to think about.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd recommend is, so we're not making a new decision on the fly,
mm-hmm.
that we tuck it away and when the topic of, and I imagine, Kurt, you have a conversation once a year. I don't know, but I imagine we could approach this conversation well in advance of us bringing the decision before the board, so that Kurt's had time to think about it. Other charters maybe have had a chance to think about it, or the other members of the group, et cetera. And I don't want us to make a last minute decision. That's not why I brought it up. I just want to have us tuck it away because of the why behind it. Again, going back to the longevity has twice the impact on student achievement than anything else we could do. And secondly, you want your CEO to not have to think about their job. So that's the reason I bring it up. I would just support the motion that's currently on the floor and ask that we consider that. But Kurt, I'll read that to his advice as well.
Thank you, Gail. Actually, I agree too. I think it would be better for us to allow Kurt some time to maybe see if the other charters are interested in following suit, so it can be done at one time and it's not done piecemeal. That makes a lot more sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to call for the for the motion that stands on the floor right now. Kelly?
I will vote aye, but I would also like it on record that I would like some further time devoted to this topic.
Okay. So noted. Dale?
And I support what she just said, and second or third.
All right. and I vote aye as well. Thank you. You know, maybe we should talk about this, Kurt, how you would like to orchestrate this and so we can not put you in an awkward position, but at the same time take a look at how we could do this with the sensitivity to the other charter schools.
Yeah, that's great, and I appreciate everyone building the consensus. Mm-hmm. And I've reflected on this. Typically in July, we've got a CEO evaluation, we've got a a board evaluation for this board. I know it's a little bit different because Ricky joined us, you know, recently. Same thing with Gail. Kelly's been here for the long haul as we started this nonprofit and this school here. So one way we might want to think about doing it is, I know during my evaluation for the other nonprofit that will be in July, that might be a good time for me to engage with them to discuss a 3-year contract as compared to 2. And then thinking of this board, what we might want to think about, again, just kind of let it, you know, percolate a little bit. Maybe we do something in December. So that way we're going to push my evaluation and your evaluation board to December. That way we'll have a little bit of time together to actually do a thorough job.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. I think that sounds great.
Okay.
So on to public hearing, proposed budget for 2020-2021.
Richard, do you just want to get a motion to go ahead and open up the hearing?
I'll get a motion to open the hearing. Do I have a motion? Dale, Kelly?
Kurt, before a motion is made, just for clarification purposes, and not knowing what's on the agenda for the 18th yet, is this a two-parter?
Yes.
Knowing that there's the overview?
Yeah, today is just really, yes, the presentation. We would come back, Kelly, on the 18th, and we would go ahead and vote on the adopted budget.
Thank you. This is a clarification.
Yeah, this is Lori. I believe you just need to open the hearing. You don't need to vote on this one. We're just going to do the presentation, open the hearing, and then we will vote on it on the 18th.
Perfect. Under those circumstances, I make a motion.
Do I have a second?
You do, Dale.
Terrific. Okay. The public hearing is open.
It's open at 5:01. Okay, I'm going to stop sharing my screen. And we are very, very fortunate to have Shannon Green. And Shannon she's a finance lead with DMS. She's done an incredible job working on this budget with Corey, getting a lot of good input from Christine. So we feel good about what we're going to present to you today.
There we go. Sorry, I was having trouble with the unmute. Hi, my name is Shannon Green. I'm the finance lead for California Pacific Charter Schools. So thank you for having me today. So my intention is not to go through everything line by line since the packet was provided in advance, but feel free to stop me at any time with questions. So first off, I would like to emphasize that each of the campuses is doing well, and each campus is projected to generate operating surplus. And then we just have some additional information here. For the budget summary, I did want to point out briefly that there is a revision here. So the previous version you have here is including a beginning balance for Sonoma campus, but since it's a new campus, it should actually be zero. So these balances should actually be about $200,000 lower, which will be corrected in next week's budget packet. So I did also want to point out that we're projecting about a 96.99 increase in ADA. And for revenues, we're projecting about a $1.9 million increase. So when we were putting together the budget, we're actually including an overall 10% cut in LPFF funding, which is based on the May revision. However, we did want to note that there was some pushback from the Senate and Assembly, so we are currently pending the final state budget approval in August of this year, and we'll provide a budget revision to reflect any changes. Overall, we are seeing an increase in expenses. However, we are still seeing that revenues are expected to exceed expenses here. Moving on to the details. So again, pointing out that for our general purpose entitlement, for our budget assumptions, we are showing a projected 10% decrease in LCFS, but overall we are seeing an increase, offset slightly by the projected increase in ADA. Looking at federal revenues, for other federal revenues, this includes the CSI funds, which for CalPAC in total is about $340,000, including this total. Also included is the PPP funds, and these are the Payment Protection Program funds. So So in total, CalPAC was awarded about $752,000. While San Diego and LA have already received their funding, Sonoma is still actually in the current or in the final stages and expecting funding soon. So while we did receive funds for San Diego and LA already, the revenue is actually going to be recognized in the 2020-2021 year, and that's because that's when we'll be filing for the forgiveness. So currently for the 2019-20 year, it'll be shown as a loan until granted forgiveness. Moving on to salaries and benefits. Overall, we're projecting an overall increase, and that's because we included in the budget is projected about a total of 10 new positions, two of which would be projected to be funded by the CSI fund. And then looking at overall expenses, as we were saying, like we do see an increase in total expenditures, but we are projecting overall for revenues to exceed expenses. So I would say just in conclusion for CalPAC, they're in good shape. Each campus is doing well, and we're projecting each campus to remain fiscally stable and forward. The remaining pages are just kind of like enrollment and then details for each of the campuses individually. All right, and any questions? Okay. All right, thank you. And I'd also like to thank Christine, Kurt, and Corey for their help with preparing this budget. So I'll pass the time back to Kurt.
Yeah, can you just stay on this for a moment?
Yeah, of course.
Carl Yoder pointed this out, you know, at the last meeting, or one of the meetings today, and I know that Dan and I have talked quite a bit about this, and Christine, too. When we look at that, you know, look at the ending balance, you know, at 33%, you know, for some people that might seem high. I don't think it seems low, but we know that for authorizing districts, we want a little bit of a cushion right there, and, again, that's a healthy place to be. Again, we're not sure of the state budget where it's going to end up, so we're going to move, proceed with caution. Christine does a phenomenal job. She really can run lean with her expenditures, and I would guess that everything that we see that our enrollment is going to continue to increase. The two things we'll want to watch out for, and Dale, you can appreciate this, and Kelly and Ricky, is that we've got to look at cash flow. That'll be in the fall, and then when we have deferrals on top of that, that'll be a little bit of a delicate dance, but I know that we can navigate through those tough times.
Great. Okay. So, is there any other discussion or questions?
First of all, thank you for the presentation and report. Much appreciated.
Yes. Agreed here. No comments.
Okay, great. So do I need a motion to close the hearing, Kurt?
If you had a motion to go ahead and open the hearing for this time, why don't we go ahead and just do that? Let's get a motion to close it, and then we'll record it.
Okay. Thank you again, Shannon. Great report.
Thank you,
Bob. I need a motion to close the hearing.
They also moved.
Okay.
Kelly, can I get a second?
I second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Number 14, the next scheduled meeting will be held on June 18th, 2020. Are there any board comments? All right, move on to CEO comments. Kurt?
Yeah, thank you so much. I, again, just want to give a big shout-out to the CalPAC team. They continue to do great work. It's very enjoyable to serve in that role as, I wouldn't say their supervisor, but really be someone that is more of a coach or a consultant. They've done great work. And, you know, despite COVID-19, we look at the world economy. We look at some of the tension throughout the United States. That one thing we know with our team is they're going to stay the course. They're going to work the, that moral imperative to educate our students, and it shows. So, again, just super, super job to finish strong. Dana has reached out to Christine and myself for Monday night for just a brief presentation at the Guerneville board meeting with their board of trustees for an annual update. It's always great. I'm hoping there's a time when we can all get up together, get up there together when they're coming back and doing board meetings in person. And Ricky, we know you're close there. So super job. And again, I want to thank the board for your vote of confidence and allowing me to serve for the next 2 years.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the job that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And then one other thing, I think going back, unless I, because I'm multitasking like all of you, but I think the hearing closed at 5:07, Lori, give or take? I want to make sure we get that.
Yes, I recorded it at 5:07.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, great. So, adjournment. And I need a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I make a motion.
I need a second.
Dale.
All right. Roll call vote. Kelly?
I vote aye.
Dale?
Aye. Thank you, everybody. Good job.
And I vote aye as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, super job. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, and we'll see you then on the 18th.
Yeah, have a great night and be safe.
Have a great night.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.